Thursday's was at Centennial High, where Chris Hanauer's son will be a sophomore. He's not concerned about the cost of a possible referendum, but rather where those tax dollars are going, saying there's too much emphasis on athletic facilities.
I kind of feel like that should be the last thing. If we have some money left over, then great, we'll spend it on a new field house or something like that. But I feel like the core academic and cultural mission of the schools should come first.
Space in the hallways is an issue for Ellen Lyerly, the parent of one current Centennial student and a future one.
My kid is very petite and short, and she just is swallowed in the sea of flesh, and it's quite something to see. It's a very overcrowded situation.
Lyerly also says she's willing to support about $200 million in bonds for upgrades at up to six different schools, saying Champaign's tax burden is less than neighboring cities. Property taxes are a concern for Lisa Bowden, who's not a parent, but says the potential tax bill might decide if she becomes a homeowner in Champaign.
So looking at, meeting that need of new modern facilities and doing it with a price tag that's affordable.
Unit 4 officials say around 50 people attended Thursday's town hall, about half the number who visited the event at Central High. The district faces an August 21st deadline to finalize language for a November referendum. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.